It's a little past 9 in the morning as Kate Beekman's mother goes to city jail, identifies herself to the desk sergeant, is told she can visit Kate in her cell. We'll join Kate and Audrey in a few moments. First, in the office of attorney Perry Mason.
Are you ready, Della?
Almost.
Did you ask Gertie not to give me any...
I did, but...
Never mind. Get your hat. I'll speak to her. But Gertie, I'm leaving for an appointment, and I... with Mr. Merriweather, if you're interested, and I have... Oh? Yes.
Okay, Chief.
All right, take off your hat and stick around.
Can I go with you to Mr. Merriweather's office? Oh, Mr. Merriweather.
Hello, Mason. Going out, Miss Street?
Well, I was.
We were going to your office. Sit down, sir.
Oh, thanks. My secretary gave you an appointment, but I was in the neighborhood, so... here, I brought the papers with me. I believe this is the last time you'll have to change my will, Mason. And actually, it isn't complicated. I want merely to add a codicil to include a bequest for $1 million. Well, actually, it'll be something more than $1 million. A cigar, Mason?
No, thanks. Mr. Merriweather.
You see, I want the beneficiary to net $1 million after inheritance taxes. So you'll have to estimate the tax under existing laws and add the tax to the bequest.
Well, before we go any further, let me point out that you'll save money by making the bequest now, or at least setting up a trust fund.
I suggested that.
Oh?
But the beneficiary won't take the money.
You said $1 million, Mr. Merriweather?
That's right.
Well, the beneficiary must be very wealthy now.
On the contrary, hasn't got a dime. Rather interesting story, Mason.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Merriweather, but I'm working on a story.
Well, now you go to work for me, eh? And it's high time, I say. You know, Miss Street, a fellow like Mason's good for a mean old man like Sam Merritt. All the bright young men in my outfit are scared of me. Or almost all of them. But Mason, now, I want him to do something, but if he's busy, he tells me to go peddle my papers.
Well, Mr. Merriweather, I have a hearty respect for Sam R.J. Merriweather, the Merriweather Corporation, and the Merriweather Millions. There are quite a few of those millions, I believe.
You should know.
Well, at the proper time, I'll be very glad to help you provide for the disposal of those millions. However, if you don't want to wait, I'll refer you to a competent attorney or... Well, you have a legal staff in your corporation.
You're my personal lawyer.
But not just yours alone, Mr. Merriweather.
You're backing out, Mason?
Oh, I was never in.
My secretary gave you an appointment.
Not for the purpose of discussing your will.
Well, then what?
A man named Gordon Weber rented space in your office building last year. My window.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Ah, yes. So, Weber was murdered.
Weber? Oh, yeah, I read about that. Young girl killed him. Your client?
Yes. I'm trying to establish a connection between the dead man and a crime syndicate.
Big?
Yes, very big. They were behind the stolen car racket and other things. Now, Weber got out of prison last year and almost immediately rented space in one of your office buildings.
Why?
Well, it seems he intended to operate an insurance swindle, but he ran into some trouble, so he went on to something else. Now, here's the point. Weber had no money. It takes money to lease an office, to furnish it, and so on. I think the syndicate financed him. I would guess those offices are expensive.
I have no idea.
Well, you can find out. You can also learn who paid for it, and you have facilities to trace the payment.
I want a match, Miss Street. Cigars run out.
Oh, yes, sir.
I understand... You want me to check this personally?
If you please.
If I please? You mean if you please?
Well, I'd like you to handle it personally so that we'll save time.
Have you given any consideration to my time, Mr. Mason? Has it occurred to you that...
That thousands of people and millions of dollars depend on your time and efforts? Oh, yes. But you can put those bright young men to work.
You've got brains, Mason. You wouldn't ask me if you didn't know I'd do it. All right. Why will I do it?
Because Kate Beekman is innocent and needs help, and at this moment you can be a very real help to her.
The newspaper says she did it. Fred Epps says so. I know Epps personally. Matter of fact, I'm going to back him when he runs for it again for district attorney. He's a good man, and he says she's guilty. No argument, eh? You say she's innocent, and that's that, huh? All right.
You'll do it?
Sure.
Thank you.
I needed the exercise.
Sir?
I came here expecting Mason to work for me, and now I'm working for him.
You said exercise?
There's no exercise for an old man like jumping to the wrong conclusion. you come to my office later today.
Well, now I...
No, never mind. Since I'm working for you, I'll come to your office. All right. I'll see you before noon. Where's the employee's exit, Miss Shreve?
Meanwhile, in City Woman's Jail.
Thank you. Ma. Oh, Ma. Oh, let me hold you, baby. Let me hold you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, baby?
Fine. Really, Ma. How's Pa?
Oh, he's working hard. Thinking about you.
Oh, I hope he isn't too worried.
You know he is, baby. We all are. But, Katie, Mr. Mason saw your father last night. And have you seen Mr. Mason?
No, he's been busy.
Oh, he has. And, Kate, your father feels better after talking to Mr. Mason.
Oh.
So do I. Because you just have to believe Mr. Mason. He makes you believe that he'll make it come out right because he just won't accept anything else. Your father took it hard when the district attorney put you in here.
Oh, poor Pa.
Well, he took it hard because you were hurt.
Yes, but when you love somebody, whatever hurts them hurts you too. Is he all right now?
He's better. Well, let me look at you, honey. Oh, you do look better. Did you eat the oranges and the tangerine?
Mm-hmm.
And the fudge?
Oh, it was wonderful.
I'll make you some more. Where is it?
Oh, well, I gave it to Mary.
Mary? Who's Mary?
Shh, Ma, she'll hear you.
Well, I made that for you, Katie. Now, who took it away from
Nobody
you?
Nobody took it away, but Mary was hungry, and she's in the next cell.
Oh. Kate, don't have anything to do with these people.
Why?
Because, honey, just keep to yourself.
Did I hear my name mentioned?
Oh, Mary, this is my mother. Ma, this is Mary Moriarty.
Hello, Mrs. Beekman.
Hello. Ma's going to make us some more fudge.
Make it for you.
Oh, did you make that fudge, Mrs. Beekman? I had some.
So I was told.
Oh, it was delicious. The best I ever ate.
Mm. Wasn't that good?
It was to me. I didn't have any supper last night until Katie came to my rescue.
Oh, wasn't much of a supper.
Oh, better than nothing. Thanks, Mrs. Beekman.
Don't thank me. Katie gave it to you.
I've already thanked her. You've got an awful sweet daughter, Mrs. Beekman. No matter what the police say.
Thanks. Your folks going to bring you some stuff to eat?
No, ma'am.
Mary doesn't have anyone, Ma. No one not to come and see her, not even a lawyer.
Oh. Katie, lean over here a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's that girl do?
Oh, nothing really bad, Ma. The man she was going to marry took some office money and she tried to protect him.
Oh. Oh. Say, miss.
Huh?
You say you got no people here?
No, ma'am.
Well, you'll need things.
Oh, I'll get along, thanks.
Very well, miss, but I'm going to make another batch of fudge for Katie, and I could just as easily make twice as much. And I'm going to get more fruit at the market. Could get some for you. And if you need personal things, I could get them for you, too. I'd be glad to. Well?
I appreciate that, Mrs. Beekman, but I couldn't help hearing what you said about the people Katie would meet in here. Why do you offer to help me?
Because my daughter accepted you as a friend. If Katie says you're okay, that's good enough for me.
Because you know in your heart that Katie's okay. No matter what the police say.
Police?
I'm beginning to agree with you.
What?
Nothing. Mrs. Beekman, it's awful sweet of you to bring me candy. I just hope I can find a way to pay Katie back.